Broadcast Network tonight, we welcome you to the only live network show at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time, live here in the continental USA. We've got all the scores. We're talking NBA. We'll talk a little NFL, combat sports. Zach Attack Young, what's up? Russell Westbrook or Stephen Curry for MVP?
You put me on the spot there. Earlier in the season, I was going with Stephen Curry, and I think you still could make a good case, but right now I think you got to lean towards Westbrook a little bit.
He's pretty hot right now, and of course Dominic Jimenez will be doing some NBA with us in about 10 minutes. We're doing combat sports tonight. Of course, boxing returning to the Peacock Network, folks, NBC, and of course a anticlimactic evening, I think, in the world of boxing. I mean, people expected like firecrackers. If anything, maybe you got a couple of fizzlers, a couple of duds, but the guys didn't deliver. And why didn't they deliver? Because they weren't matched right. We're going to talk about that tonight in the combat sports segment. You've got to put good matches together on paper. That's how good fights come together. You don't say, hey, let me get this guy a win, let me get this guy a win, let me get this guy a win. Because when you do that, you have predictable fights. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with open phone lines coast to coast. The fall of a dynasty. The San Francisco 49ers. We'll talk about that tonight. Straight up, they're headed for the dumpster. I'm telling you. They were 8-8 last year. They might be 4-12 this year. The team looks bad. Lots of stuff to talk about in the world of NFL. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America. We are Bad Company and Sports Byline Overnight America.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. How do I know? I drink Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com, folks, the water of stars. I'm telling you, superstars, be it in the world of theater, be it in the world of sports, go to alchemywater.com, check out the website, check out who's backing it besides yours truly, and you realize it's a heavyweight champion when it comes to water. Bottom line is, Alchemy Water can be listed at A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. We're talking combat sports, the return, of course, professional boxing to the Peacock Network tonight. NBC, the main event, Keith Thurman pounded out a unanimous nod over Robert Guerrero, the undefeated Thurman, now 24-0, I believe, 22 knockouts. Pretty good fight. The co-feature, Adrian Broner and John Molina, not all that good of a fight. Adrian Broner not delivering when the talent is there. Bottom line is, though, it was a return to network television. And Zach Attack Young, that in itself is a big thing.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I think that the Thurman-Guerrero fight was a good fight. It was entertaining. It was fairly competitive. I mean, I thought Thurman won just about every round, but Guerrero did give him a fight. So, yes, I think that was good. But, yeah, the Broner and Molina fight was pretty awful, and it was a bad way to start the evening.
Exactly, but here's what's up. So if you're a matchmaker, you look at that fight on paper, and that fight's not going to be a good match. I mean, Stevie Wonder could see that.
Yeah, I thought Broner would win. I just thought, I mean, I don't know if anybody could have predicted that Molina would come out that flat. The guy only threw 100 punches through six rounds, Pedro. Like, that's terrible. And he was, I mean, these guys were carrying boxing on their back tonight. And I think Thurman and Guerrero did a good job. Broner did to an extent, but Molina really came up short tonight. I was disappointed.
We needed to put a couple of chicks on. I mean, you really want somebody that's going to carry a sport on their shoulder? These guys, they had to know. Broner had to know. He's not as stupid as he looks, as he appears on YouTube, okay? He's not that dumb. He had to know that for this first hour, he's carrying the entire nation. People that have never seen a boxing match in their life, he's carrying that on his shoulders. And you know what? He didn't deliver, and he didn't try.
Yeah, I mean, I got to agree. I mean, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't nearly enough effort. And I think that the Thurman-Guerrero fight saved the evening. And I'm still hopeful about the future bouts. But overall, this was a decent event, but not mind-blowing.
Okay, switching gears, of course. We've got upcoming fights. Kovalev going to take on Pascual. Of course, Sergey Kovalev and Gene Pascual. That's going to be on HBO. Showtime's going to try to come back with a strong lineup. And now we've got NBC. It'll be NBC Sports, and it'll also be Spike TV. So when does the Spike series start, and what's going on with that?
The fight series on CBS, is that what you're referring to?
There's a CBS network. CBS is going to do something. Spike's going to do something. I mean, all these guys are getting involved. CBS, I think, is getting involved in the middle of March or early April. But, I mean, all these networks getting back involved in boxing. But after tonight, I mean, we needed Hagler Hearns. And instead we got, you know, Chris Everett and maybe Billie Jean King.
Yeah, it wasn't quite enough, you know. I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I think that there were some things that could have been done better, but I'm hopeful that they'll make improvements in the future. I know that the next one on, which is coming on Spike TV, is Andre Berto, the former welterweight titleist, versus Josecito Lopez, who has had a few upsets. So that's a pretty decent fight, and that's on March 13th.
But Birdo's a big favorite in that. Is that what Al Heyman's going to try to push down our throats with all these push fights? I mean, let's be honest. Thurman was a 6-1 favorite tonight, and Broner was a prohibitive favorite over Molina. I mean, that's not where you see competition. You see competition in fights where the action's going both ways, not one way.
Yeah, you know, I think that these first fights were kind of, they put these favorites in there, you know, who were pretty substantial favorites. But I do think that Danny Garcia versus Lamont Peterson is a more competitive fight on paper. And then on the undercard of that, you have Peter Quillin versus Andy Lee. I think that that fight, I mean, I would lean towards Quillin in that. But I mean, Andy Lee is a guy who can surprise you. So I think that's a good fight.
Okay, before we switch over to the world of MMA and Ronda Rousey, Zhu Xueming, the two-time Olympic gold medalist, failed in his bid to become the WBO flyweight champion tonight. And, of course, that fight hasn't taken place yet. But the guy that beat him is one of those guys with one of those names. He should just be shot for having a name like this. Animal Ruanamang. That's about the best I can get to it. But he's 15-0 now with 6 KOs. Switching gears, the bottom line is this lady is hot. And the lady that, what can I say? The bottom line is pound for pound, Ronda is Ronda.
Yeah, I mean,
here we go. Tonight's fight clock. Wow, right down. Look at that.
Oh, man.
Tonight's fight clock brought to you by Bud Light, Joe. Perfect beer for whatever happens. Ronda wants to make it happen quickly.
Yeah, she gave
There's
it.
There's the arm.
She
gave it is all over.
Oh,
just like that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What cracks me up is they got in that Bud Light commercial. Did you hear that? They got in that Bud Light. Zach, did you hear that? They got that Bud Light commercial in there real quick.
Yeah, they managed to fit it in. They probably had some kind of contractual obligation to mention Bud Light during the fight.
Well, they realized, you know, her fights probably don't go all that long, but Kat Zagano was probably the best outside of Chris Cyborg Santos that she could face, or the best at 135. Maybe. Was she?
I would agree with you there. I mean, and now in retrospect, I still think Miesha Tate is the best person that she's fought thus far.
Okay, now check this out. This is a clean interview, post-fight interview with Kat Zagano.
I was thinking exactly that, like how many tournaments I've been to, how many competitions I've done throughout my life, that you just have that match where you go out and you just get smoked and it's not right. It's not, I mean, please don't do your little magic and say I'm saying something I'm not. She's good, you know? There's a reason she's champion. But, like, I didn't go out there and perform to my best today, and I got caught, and that sucks, and I'm pissed, and I have a lot of respect for her, and it's, you know, I was just stunned and speechless and, you know, caught in that moment.
Do you have sort of a sense that it's important for you, but it's also important for the sport, for you to push her?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, like, some things in life, you don't get on the first shot.
Wow, the chick tells it like it is. Zach, but you heard that post-fight interview with her when she was dropping all those F-bombs? It was F this, F that, F I can't believe it, F this. I went, whoa, what a metamorphosis from that being in the ring when she was like in total shock, and then like 20 minutes later, half hour later, when reality is starting to sit in, but she was still like, that was an emotional defeat like I've ever seen. I mean, that was just crushing. 14 seconds.
Yeah, that had to be crushing. You know, she trained hard for that, and I'm sure she expected it to go longer. She probably expected to win, I mean, in her mind, and just to go out there and lose in 14 seconds and just get caught in an arm bar is just embarrassing.
But Zach, here's what's up. She was going for the ankle lock or the leg hook. I saw it. I said to myself, there's the leg, okay? She saw it. I saw it. But Ronda, man, jeez, what can I say? It's like Liz Carmouche got her in that chokehold. She threw Liz across the octagon, okay? This chick started to look like she was going to make a move on her leg. She turned it into a winning move in like 13 seconds. I mean, what's going to happen to her? I mean, Chris Cyborg Santos, is that the only challenger out there for her?
That's the only one on the horizon, you know? I mean, maybe they'll have to throw Miesha Tate in there again or something, even though she's beat her comprehensively. At least Miesha Tate's lasted more than a round with the girl.
Good enough. Jake Ellenberger, of course, stealing the show with a knockout of choke of Josh Koscheck. We want the Koscheck machine. Of course, he signed the wall out here to go bye-bye. I mean, it's time for him to retire.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's had something like, what, 17 fights in the UFC? That's a lot of fights,
okay,
Pedro. And I think it is time. You know, he has had a good career. He never quite reached the championship level, but he was always right there. And now I don't think he can compete at that level.
All right, we're going to close with this. The best fighter in the entire world, maybe, Anthony Pettis, to take it back to the UFC lightweight champion, 155 pounds, is going March 14th. We'll talk about him next week. You're tuned to Sports Byline, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That is your combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water. There is a difference in the water you drink. Check them out, Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com.
Drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This is your Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Update, of course, let's talk NCAA basketball first. Duke, 84-77, winners of the University of North Carolina. The bottom line is Gonzaga won tonight, 81-72, but they're dropping in the ratings. Of course, one time ranked number two. I want to talk about Kentucky in big time, but, of course, let's talk NBA just for a second. NBA, of course, Houston was a winner tonight, 114-100 in Denver. The Washington Wizards came up short against the Milwaukee Bucks, 91-85. Portland, 8 points shy of Minnesota, 121-113. And, of course, Cleveland, LeBron, 89. Phoenix, 79. That's your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking NCAA, of course, basketball, NCAA football. Syracuse is in all kinds of trouble. But first of all, we're going to talk about the 49ers, the fall of a dynasty. I mean, just a couple of seasons ago, would they go to three straight NFL title games? They went to a Super Bowl. They came 5 yards short of winning the Super Bowl, winning the world championship of professional football. 5 yards short, okay? And then there was that 8-8 season last year where Colin Kaepernick didn't seem to know his ass from his hand, didn't know what he was doing, couldn't stand in the pocket, couldn't throw, wasn't even running that well. The bottom line is they were an 8-8 team, and they were probably to be lucky to be 8-8. And now their leading rusher of all time, I'm talking about Frank Gore, is a free agent. And Jed Clampett, a.k.a. Jed York, I'm talking about the owner of the 49ers, says he's confident he can re-sign Frank Gore. If Frank Gore's already got to the free agent status, how the hell does he expect to re-sign him, Zach Attack?
I don't know how he expects to re-sign him. I think Frank Gore might be kind of done with the team, and I can't really blame him. I don't think that York really knows what he's doing at this point.
Do you think Frank Gore is done, though? He's been around since 2005. You know, he played in 14 games in 2005, and then 14 games, 16 games, 15 games, 14, 14, 11, 16, 16, 16, 16. I mean, he's played a lot of games, man, and he's ran the ball a lot. You know what I mean? So when is it, I tried to talk about this last week, and like guys like Earl Campbell and even the great Walter Payton, guys like that, Roger Craig was a good guy with the 49ers back in the Super Bowl days. But Zach, when they can't, when they just shave just a second off their 40, like a tenth of a second, they're not hitting that line as fast as they used to, and that's it. They're sort of done. They've got a peak that lasts like 4 to 5 years. Gore's been playing since 2005. Is it a wise thing to want to sign the guy again after 10 years in the NFL?
I don't think so. It might actually work out in the Niners' favor because other teams might see him with some value, but I don't think he has too much longer left. And I believe he's actually the leading rusher in 49ers history. I believe he has like the most yards, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he is, but the bottom line is we haven't had Walter Paytons or, you know, got Tony Dorsett or any of the guys like that. We really haven't had great. The greatest running back we ever had here was O.J. Simpson. Of course, he played for the 49ers with a bum leg and like a screwed up knee, and he was way past his prime at that point in time. But he was the best. We didn't have that many great work. Wait, the bottom line is we had Roger Craig. Roger Craig was doing good. There were some good running backs back in those days. But as far as super backs, you can't look at the 49ers for any super backs. Frank Gore's been around since 2005. He might be over. Now, earlier this week, speaking about my boy, Jed York, he's slamming the fact that they signed, you know, they're signing people. They're going around and signing people, and he's slamming that. I can't figure out what this guy's up to. I mean, is he really the boss there? And will this new coach, will he take control, or is he just a chump too?
I really think that a lot of the reason why the new coach is there is because he's kind of a yes man. Like he'll go along with what York says, and I hope that that's wrong, but that's just what it seems to be. I mean, you heard Harbaugh say that he didn't want to leave, that it wasn't like a mutual thing, that he wanted to stay there and that he felt kind of forced out. So, yeah, I don't know what this new guy will do, but it definitely looks bad at this point.
Jed York, not our favorite guy, of course, is the owner of the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the 49ers are playing in a brand-new stadium. It's a billion-dollar stadium, $1.7 billion, I think, and everybody's enamored about that. But, you know, I'll tell you, nobody I really know from the old days that went out to Candlestick Park, and this is where it sort of gets a little shaky. I don't even mean to get racy here, okay? The bottom line is nobody can afford a ticket. I mean, come on, man. We're talking about people watching football now in stadiums like the 49ers Stadium, Levi Stadium. They are the financial elite of this world. It's no longer a fan can't go anymore, Zach.
Yeah, I think that the tech industry bought up a lot of seats there too. So they, like, a lot of the good seats there are owned by people in the tech industry. So the average person can't even get a seat.
You know, what's funny is you can go to a San Jose Shark game. Of course, the NHL Sharks, and there's all these empty seats up front, and the game's like sold out, and you're wondering what the hell's going on here. But that's what it is. It's all these season ticket holders, just like when they had the UFC down there or boxing matches down there, there would be scores of seats that were empty because these people that had money decided not to come, but that's their seat.
Yeah, and I think that has to upset networks and stuff because you don't want there to be empty seats. And I think if the average fan was able to buy them, then the stadiums would be more full.
Hmm. 49ers were an amazing team, of course, these Super Bowls. And now the big team here in the city by the bay, of course, is the San Francisco Giants. We'll talk about that in hour number two. But the Giants didn't do a whole lot in the offseason. I mean, Casey McGee is not going to replace Mr. Senior Octobre. And, you know, at the best, maybe Lincecum has got, what do you mean? Hey, let's talk right now. Lincecum up or down, over and under 12 games. Does he win or less or more?
Less or more than 12 games. That's a tough one.
And you know what? You know he's going to have. He's going to have one brilliant outing this year. That's going to be his thing. One brilliant outing before we go to Christian on the phone in Texas. But you know he's going to have one brilliant outing, like a two hitter or something like that, like the no hitter he had last year. But the bottom line is he's done. Christian in Texas, what's happening?
Nothing much, Pedro and Chief Second Zach.
Talk to me. What's up?
Nothing much except for a couple of things, minus the fact that James Harden's an MVP candidate. First of all, when it comes down to the Premier Boxing Champions card on your local NBC affiliates, even though I know you guys in the West Coast had the delayed feed, even though it was pretty much live over there, I mean, I got to ask, for this being the first boxing card to ever happen on NBC in about 30 years, do you think that there was a bunch of things wrong outside of the matches?
Well, the ring looked beautiful, and the arena looked beautiful, and the stage looked beautiful, but the bottom line is when you match guys against guys that are prohibitive favorites against underdogs, you're probably going to get what happened tonight. Adrian Broner with a sleepwalk over Molina, and of course Mr. Thurman proving that he's a real welterweight against a guy that's really not a real welterweight, and Robert Guerrero.
Yeah, I can understand that, but about the commentary, the supposed in-arena voice, which I did not know the MGM Grand had in their 21-year history, and the fact that, you know, the production looked kind of average at best.
You know what, you're giving them a lot of credit, and I understand what you're saying here. You're pulling your punches. I know. Tonight was nothing perfect. The fights were not all that good. The production was not all that good. To tell you the truth, I watched the fight on Box Nation. I love the English when they do the boxing. I think the English television teams tonight, it was Barry Jones and some other guy. Mm-hmm. But when I watch the English guys do fight, they're not cheerleading like Jim Lampley or like Ray Leonard was cheerleading tonight to an extent, you know, and Layla Ali and people like that. I don't know. I just happen to like the way the English do things. And if you get a chance, and you can do this, you know, on the internet, but the fights that are going to take place, watch them on Box Nation. It's sort of cool.
Yeah, I bet they are, considering the fact that they have more respectable commentators than the American versions or the Canadian version.
Okay, Zach Attack, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think the English commentators are great unless an English guy's fighting.
Don't say that, because when Matthew Macklin fought Sergio Martinez, I mean, they went around the table there. I remember these guys, he ain't got much of a chance. No, he doesn't. It would take a snowball's chance in hell and that kind of stuff. I mean, I thought they were pretty cool about that. But yeah, maybe they cheerlead a little bit. Not nearly as much, though, as Jim Tom Lampley.
Exactly.
You know, and of course, these guys are going to be phased out. I'm telling you, the HBO crew, when they got rid of Larry Merchant, I think they made a serious mistake. And I think the HBO boxing is going to undergo some serious changes the next couple of years. I think Lampley will be out. I think they're already trying to show Harold Letterman the door, so I figure he'll be out pretty soon, too. Listen, HBO, when it comes to being like, when it's your time to go, according to them, you got to go. They got rid of Lou DiBella. Lou DiBella created Boxing After Dark. He was the hottest boxing vice president they ever had in their history, and they let him go. So they don't care. When it's time to go, when HBO says they open the door for you, you got to go.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
Bottom line is NBC is going to try to come back with some more cars. And, of course, too bad they couldn't dig up Ferdy. Ferdy Pacheco is still alive, but he's a little senile now. But too bad they couldn't dig him up to do these NBC fights. I think that just would be so cool to have him back, because I think they're going to have the Colonel, Bob Sheridan, doing the CBS shows. Bob Sheridan and I did a few shows for Don King back in the day when he was Don King's right hand. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America. We're talking sports up until the top of the hour. Dominic Jimenez joins us in this next segment. We're talking NBA. Of course, we'll talk NBA MVP. Mr. Westbrook or Mr. Curry? Who do you like? Do you like your Curry? I'm not a big fan of Curry as far as the food's concerned, but he's the man as far as the NBA is concerned. Even the president thinks so. Oh, the president? We're not supposed to talk about the president on this show? The president's a good guy. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, he does love America. This is Sports Byline.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
If you have ever dreamed of visiting the Irish countryside, now is the perfect time to join YMT Vacations on their 12-day Best of Ireland tour, offering primetime departure dates. Your adventure begins when you arrive in historic Dublin. Enjoy a city tour of all the highlights, including the Bank of Ireland and St. Patrick's Cathedral. Then it's on to the Rock of Cashel, Waterford, Cove, Blarney Castle, and Killarney. Then relax on a scenic drive of the spectacular Ring of Kerry. View the picturesque Cliffs of Moher and travel through the beautiful Connemara region to Kylamore Abbey. Next, it's the Giant's Causeway with time to explore the remarkable rock formations, followed by Belfast and a must-see visit to the Titanic Visitor Experience. For reservations and details, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. All this from only $1,399 plus tax and includes hotels, 16 meals, and professional driver guide. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770 or visit ymtvacations.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
New tunes? Okay. Bad Company opened the show. It's pretty cool, though. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529, live all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, take them back, around the world, the fabulous world, live in 160 countries on the internet. What I want to know is, why is there only 160 countries on the internet? I mean, there was 160 countries way back in the day. Haven't anybody else got the internet? That's the subject for another day. Anyway, the bottom line is we're talking NBA as we bring in our NBA whiz, who is disabled at home, and thank God he stayed home, because if he'd have brought his contagious ass in here, I'd have choked him. How you feeling, Dominic Jimenez?
I'm doing all right.
voice is getting there, but 2 hours with you and Zach Attack, I just could not have handled it.
Yeah, okay. Now, bottom line is what's happening in the NBA. Of course, Zach and I were talking earlier about the MVP, and, of course, we think that it should be Stephen Curry, but Mr. Westbrook's making a move. Zach, why don't you weigh in on that first? What do you think, Westbrook or Curry?
Well, I mean, Curry, I think overall has had the better season, but I think Westbrook is definitely gaining on him. I think he's averaging a triple-double in like his last 16 games. So it's kind of crazy. And he just had the recent four-game triple-double streak. So he's gaining on him. But I think I'd still go with Curry right now overall.
Okay, Dominic, take it and run. NBA, let's go.
You know, with the MVP, Russell Westbrook has made things really interesting. For the most part, it was a two-horse race with James Harden and Steph Curry. I think the one thing that is hurting Steph Curry's candidacy is that his numbers are not as gaudy as James Harden. You know, he's leading the league in scoring, so he's got the high scoring points per game. And Russell Westbrook's throwing up these ridiculous 40-point triple-doubles with no KD. But at the same time, that fact that Steph Curry's numbers aren't phenomenal speaks to how impactful he is on this team. Steph Curry doesn't have to score 35 a game. He doesn't have to have 15 assists a game. Steph Curry gets it done on both ends of the floor and creates everything for all of his teammates. I think right now Steph Curry's the NBA MVP, but if Russell Westbrook can single-handedly carry the Thunder into the playoffs in that 8th seed or even the 7th seed, I think he could get some serious consideration for that MVP.
Interesting. Guess what? You know, this chick that I met back in the day when she was like a youngster, she was a teenager, and I was sort of hot for her, but I had not a shot at her. She was Jerry Buss's daughter, Jeannie Buss. I'm telling you, of course, she was a pretty smart chick, even when she was a teenager. Of course, you see her at these big parties after the Forum, at the Forum and the Forum Club, after the fights, and, of course, the Laker games. But she's saying, Dominic, that if the Lakers don't get on track, she's firing people. She's basically said that people are on... their heads are on the block. Is this going to happen? Is she going to fire everybody or what?
What I question about her saying that is what's stopping her from already doing that. She goes, I think the quote was, if things don't turn around, check it out. Things are not going to get better with the Lakers this season. They're absolutely not. Their best player's gone. I know the Lakers tend to play a little bit better in short spurts without Kobe, but you don't have Kobe Bryant. The rest of your team is just, eh. You're not going to draw the same crowd as you do without Kobe. I don't know what's stopping Jeannie Buss
from firing her brother. That's what it is. It's her brother. It's Jim Buss. That's the guy that's running the show.
Yeah, you know what? Sports can get brutal, but if that's what's necessary to turn the Lakers... See, the thing with the Lakers is the history. There is so much history laced deep into the annals of the Lakers lore that struggling a bad season like this is just completely unacceptable. And things don't look to be getting better going forward. The only thing the Lakers have going for them right now is that they have a lot of money to spend next season in free agency, and a lot of guys are considering going there, guys like Kevin Love, Greg Monroe, Rajon Rondo. But it's going to take hitting on multiple of those guys and then having them work cohesively together in order to turn the Lakers team around. And let's not forget Kobe Bryant. He's not done yet. So how are those free agents going to work with Kobe? It's going to be messy in L.A. for a bit.
Zach, what's happening in L.A.? You're in the City of Angels. What's going on there? I mean, are the buses, are they at each other's throat? Do they talk?
I think that they don't really. They've always had kind of an icy relationship, I think. But honestly, I think that the Lakers are just too historic of a franchise to really be down for too long. So something's got to give there, and I think you'll see the Lakers back on top in the next couple of years.
Okay, before I go back to Dominic and some more NBA news, how is Donald Sterling's stepson, by the way? How was your comedy competition last week?
it went well. Maybe if I would have mentioned I was Donald Sterling's stepson, I could have influenced some of the people there. It went well. I mean, it's just the type of thing where – you know, sometimes you can get robbed, I guess. But things happen for a reason, I suppose.
Okay, good enough, because maybe the wrong guy won. Dominic, what else is going on in the world of the National Basketball Association?
You know, taking a quick look at the injury list, Derrick Rose hurt again. He had surgery on his meniscus. This time they're not repairing it. They're actually removing it in the hopes that he won't have any other problems. in Derrick Rose, former NBA MVP. He's basically the catalyst of the Bulls. They're still a very good team without him. He says he's going to be back this year. I wouldn't hold my breath simply because he's got that injury history. And without Derrick Rose, I don't think the Bulls can compete in the East. And in the Western Conference, the fourth seed Portland Trailblazers lost their sharpshooter Wesley Matthews the other night to a torn Achilles. Anytime you have a guy that can stretch the floor with shooting and excellent shooting at that, your team is going to be that much better. So by losing that pure shooter in Wesley Matthews, I think the Blazers are going to have a bit of a tough go here. And on the same note as Derrick Rose getting injured, the Cleveland Cavaliers are getting healthy, and they are firing on all cylinders. They're easily one of the hottest teams in the NBA. I don't see anybody being able to stop them in the Eastern Conference. It should be fun to watch the Cavaliers down the stretch here.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk NCAA basketball. Who's going to stop Kentucky?
Honestly, it's going to take a very poor performance in the NCAA tournament by Kentucky and a team that might just get hot. There's always that one team. We look at it, George Mason back in the late 2000s. Butler made the Final Four. I think even the national championship once or twice. I don't have a team that can beat Kentucky because they don't even have a lot of freshmen. This is a sophomore-heavy team. So these guys have been there before. I don't see Kentucky being beaten. It's going to take, I don't want to say a miracle, but a very special night for another team to beat Kentucky.
So we're looking at the NCAA Final Four is going to boil down to Kentucky and who?
Duke's looking really good. You can never count them out. You've got Virginia. Virginia is playing really well. And then expect a team that, you know, doesn't necessarily have a high seed. I know you're big on Gonzaga. They just lost the other night, and that might have cost them a number one seed in the tournament, which is going to make their path just a little bit harder. I still say watch out for a team like Michigan or Michigan State to even sneak in there, or even Louisville. Rick Pitino always seems to get the best out of those Louisville teams, especially over the past 5-6 years.
Louisville upset Virginia, number two ranked Virginia today, and it was a bit of an upset, 59-57. Of course, 28-2 was Virginia, 24-7 Louisville. Louisville ranked number 16. So they're the number. Who's the number two team then right now as far as the NCAA is concerned if Virginia's out of the picture?
You know, Virginia lost there, but I think they're still solid enough defensively that they'll still be the number two team in the nation. I would still firmly put them as a number two, although I would consider it a bit of a hesitant number two. Virginia, not a team known for scoring. And you know, at some point, you got to be able to score the ball. Yes, defense wins championships and whatnot, but you got to be able to score the ball. Duke had a nice win against North Carolina. They swept the season series against them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised to see them be the number two team either.
You know, it all boils down to gambling. And right now, you've got to pick a team that's going to win this March Madness and this NCAA final. And I guess the hands, you got to go with Kentucky. Anybody that wouldn't pick Kentucky right now would be, I don't know. I think they're the best. I think they're absolutely head and shoulders above the rest. They're 31-0, man.
Yeah, you know, at this point in sports and the way recruiting has changed and the rise of the mid-majors, like Virginia Commonwealth, Southern Methodist, those kind of teams. You don't see undefeated seasons like this come up too often. And like I was saying, Kentucky, they're excellent, probably the best coach in college basketball at this point. No disrespect to Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, but John Calipari is the man. And like I was saying, this isn't a team full of freshman studs. These are guys that have experience. I don't know. In terms of a serious bet, I don't know how you could go against Kentucky at this point.
We're talking NCAA basketball. We'll talk a little NFL football. And now, of course, hour number two, we'll talk combat sports. And hour number two, a little bit of baseball as well. Coming up this week, of course, the Warriors are in action tomorrow night. Are they at home?
Yeah, they're going to be at home against the Clippers tomorrow. Matinee game, it's going to be a good one. Anytime the Clippers and the Warriors get together, I don't know if it's the L.A. Bay Area rivalry transpiring into basketball, but man, these teams do not like each other. Blake Griffin's injured, so he won't be able to go toe to toe with Andrew Bogut. But watching Bogut and the bigs of the Clippers go toe to toe in the paint is always a good time.
Stick around, Big D. One more segment with Dominic Jimenez. We'll let his voice take a rest during the commercial break. You are tuned to Sports Byline all across America. This is Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Little trivia, all kinds of good stuff to talk about. another hour and 10 minutes or so on Sports Overnight America, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, iTunes, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. You get the message all over the place.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Fifty-four minutes past the hour. This is your sports update by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For SportsByline.com, all across the fabulous internet. Houston, a winner in Denver tonight, 114-100. The Washington Wizards came up 6 points short in Milwaukee. Milwaukee won 91-85. Of course, the Portland Trail Blazers. Then not so good news for the Portland Trail Blazers. Looks like their guy Wesley Matthews was torn an ACL, so he's out for the year. And they didn't respond too well tonight, coming up short against Minnesota, 120-113. That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast. Now we go back to Zach Attack Young and my man Dominic Jimenez. Now, Wesley Matthews, is this a big thing for the Trailblazers, losing him for the season or what?
Yeah, like I was saying, Wesley Matthews averaging about 16 points, shooting 40% from the three-point line. He brings an excellent complementary dynamic to all-star point guard Damian Lillard. When they throw the ball inside to LaMarcus Aldridge and he gets doubled, he can kick it out to Wesley Matthews and he can hit the three. It's a big loss for them.
Is LeBron coming into his own, Zach Attack? Is LeBron coming into his own? Is Cleveland going to make a run here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, LeBron's the best. He is the actual best player in the league. I don't know if he's the most valuable player this particular season, but he's the best player in the league. And, I mean, he's he's proven it again this season, you know, and the Cavaliers are going to be dangerous this year.
Hey, Dominic, could it boil down to Stephen Curry versus, you know, maybe the Cleveland and LeBron, maybe for the NBA Finals?
You know, to be completely honest, if that were to happen, I would not be too surprised. The road through the West is going to be extremely tough for the Warriors. If Andrew Bogut is healthy throughout the entire postseason and through the rest of the season here, they have as good of a chance to win the not only the West, but the NBA championship as anybody else.
Interesting. LeBron James, of course, with the Cleveland Cavaliers, broke a tied the Cleveland Cavaliers record as far as assists are concerned. Wow. Mark Price, he tied Mark Price with 4,206 assists in the third quarter. I guess that's a lot of assists, but I didn't know. Do you remember Mark Price?
Yeah, Mark Price, very excellent distributor of the basketball, one of those kind of guys that you could always count on. He racked up the assists, a guy kind of like Mark Jackson in that kind of mold, a very good player. And, you know, people always think about LeBron as the scorer. They don't realize when LeBron was dominating the first time around with the Cavaliers, he was a triple-double machine. He was rebounding. He was passing. LeBron just proving why he's the best player on the planet.
How does Stephen Curry get in with the president?
Steph Curry got in. He got to meet President Obama through his Nothing But Nets initiative, which he founded. He's a big advocate for. They work to build nets and camps to help treat and prevent malaria in Africa. Steph Curry's kind of become the face of that. There's a big event actually tomorrow after the game. There's going to be a Q&A with Steph. So President Obama liked what he was doing.
President Obama, Steph Curry hooking it up, of course, live worldwide. It was looking great, and it's great to see a Golden State Warrior in the White House, because I can't remember ever seeing a Warrior in the White House, not even 40 years ago when they won the championship in 75.
Yeah, back in 75, not every team that won got the automatic invite to the White House like they do now.
We're talking sports all across America, folks. Dominic Jimenez, go back to bed.
I will. Thank you, guys. I'll be back next week.
Lucky guy. 1-800-878-7529. Not that he's going back to bed. It's the person he's sleeping with. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Myself and Zach Katak-Young will talk sports in the next hour. We're going to look a little bit more at combat sports, talk a little NFL, of course. Can I say, the rise and fall of the dynasty, the 49ers. Who would have thought it, man? I mean, the 49ers now just a less-than-average team, an 8-8 team. I mean, the George Seifert years. The Bill Walsh must be rolling over in his grave. He just must be. This team is just falling apart. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Sports all across America. This is Sports Overnight America, of course. My daytime show, Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. For 2 hours, we talk combat sports, an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. Then Saturday mornings, we do an hour of combat sports with, we combine both boxing and MMA until the same hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time, live all across America on Sports Byline and iHeartRadio. And if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, what are you waiting for? Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the free app, and take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go, 24/7 around the world, on your tablet or your smartphone. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Strong. A congressional staffer hit with child molestation charges.
A staffer for Congressman Tim Holtzkamp has been arrested and charged with 17 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Matthew Pinnell is being held on $75,000 bond.
Correspondent Heather Hollingsworth. The staffer's on unpaid leave. He was taken into custody after an investigation by police in Dodge City, Kansas. In California, a college party turns tragic after a garage roof collapses. Dozens of people injured.
It was quite shocking. It was very sudden. The incident happened immediately. It was not a slow collapse. It was an immediate collapse.
San Luis Obispo Fire Chief Bob Bisson says many of those people are now hospitalized. Overseas, the Boko Haram Islamic extremist group is pledging formal allegiance to the Islamic State. The State Department says Boko Haram has been on the run since a slew of recent attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-876-9401. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-876-9401. That's 1-800-876-9401. Call 1-800-876-9401.
The weekly radio addresses.
President Obama used his weekly address to tie International Women's Day to the education of girls throughout the world.
We're making it clear to any country that's our partner or that wants to be our partner that they need to get serious about increasing the number of girls in school.
On the Republican side, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley advocates measures that fight human trafficking, and he applauds bipartisan efforts to get them passed.
The legislation expands resources for law enforcement, enhances services for victims, and increases penalties for perpetrators.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Three filmmakers will stand trial this week in the death of a camera assistant who was killed by a freight train in Georgia while shooting a biography about musician Greg Allman. The filmmakers are charged with involuntary manslaughter. 27-year-old camera assistant Sarah Jones was killed. Several other people were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Turn your clocks forward.
Most people in the U.S. are supposed to push the clock forward by 60 minutes before heading to bed tonight. Daylight saving time officially begins at 2 a.m. Sunday. You may have lost a bit of sleep, but in the months ahead, you'll gain an extra hour of sunlight in the evenings. It's also a good time to replace batteries in warning devices such as smoke detectors. If you're wondering, the time change is not observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. Daylight saving time ends November 1st. I'm Julie Walker.
To the Ag Conference in Iowa, where one GOP presidential candidate is taking what may be an unpopular stance.
In the state that produces the most ethanol, there's widespread support for the renewable fuel standard. But Senator Ted Cruz told the Iowa Ag Summit he opposes the RFS, likening it to corporate welfare.
Look, I recognize that this is a gathering of a lot of folks who the answer you'd like me to give is I'm for the RFS, darn it. That'd be the easy thing to do.
Another Texan at the Ag Summit, former Governor Rick Perry, said he'd prefer the states and not the federal government handle energy subsidies. Jerry Bodlander, Des Moines, Iowa.
And big snows mean economic woes. Analysts say Massachusetts is now down $1 billion in revenue after the historic winter thus far. And more snow may be on the way. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
And a half minutes past the hour. Kick ass. Bad Company. Yeah, we'll be Bad Company for the next hour. 1-800-878-7529. Or Good Company, whichever you choose. It's your call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, the alter ego, of course, with Pedro Fernandez on the line from the City of Angels. Of course, via Skype, my co-host Zach Attack Young. We'll get to him in just a second. But we're going to talk about the 10 best running backs in NFL history today. We'll talk about that big time in like the second segment, third segment of this hour. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about combat sports, but the top 10 runners of all time. Of course, I've got my top 10, and of course, you've got your top 10. If you want to throw your top 10 into the mix here on the toll-free, go ahead, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NBA was hot tonight. A little bit of noise in the NFL. And, of course, Kentucky's still unbeaten, 31-0 as far as NCAA college basketball is concerned. So they're just kicking ass and taking names, okay? They're ready for this 2015 NCAA title, I think, without a doubt. But back to the best running backs. Who are the best running backs in your mind? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And you better include Arenthel James Simpson. OJ is one of the best of all time. I don't care what you say. What do you say? 4.7 yards per carry. Seriously. 4.7 yards per carry. And he was hurt the last 3-4 years. So he's a shell of his former self. Bottom line is, Zach Attack Young and I, we got it going on for the next hour. 1-800-878-7529. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? You haven't? What are you waiting for? Because if you do, it's free. You go to iHeartRadio.com, download the free app, and take this anywhere you go as far as any of the shows. Ron Barr's Sports Byline USA show, of course. Ron Barr, the godfather of sports talk radio, has got like 30 years of interviews. They're all over the place. The bottom line is, this is SportsByline.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi there. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone is full-featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. Take my word for it. I know I drink this stuff 24-7. There's cases of it all over the Sports Byline studios. You go in the ladies' room. Yeah, there's Alchemy Water. Everywhere you go in this place, there's Alchemy Water. So the bottom line is, we love it. It's one of our sponsors, but if it even wasn't one of our sponsors, it's great for you, man. I'm telling you, it makes me feel like a million bucks. And guess what? Sometimes I'm only like worth about 10 bucks, but it makes me feel great after a workout, before a workout, 24-7. Alchemy Water makes a difference in the water you drink. Check them out. Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Combat sports, boxing, Central Stage. Of course, I thought it was going to be MSG, but it was actually Las Vegas, Nevada, the Grand Garden Arena, the 7th. Of course, of March in 2015, the return of boxing to the Peacock Network. NBC. I mean, the big boys are back in boxing, but I don't know if they want to be back in boxing after tonight. Tonight wasn't all that great of a show. Zach Attack Young, I guess to an extent, Al Heyman's sort of lucky he's buying that time, because I don't think NBC would be too hopped to be throwing money out after tonight.
Yeah, I don't think tonight went as planned, but I think we should give them a little more time, you know? I mean, the first UFC event to go on network TV, they had one fight, the Cain Velasquez versus Junior Dos Santos first fight. They built it up for an hour on air. The fight lasted about a minute and a half or something like that. It wasn't a long fight.
And then they couldn't fill for 45 minutes, remember?
Yeah, I remember that. So I don't think it was quite as disastrous as that fight.
Okay, of course, we're talking about the fight card tonight was opened by Adrian Broner, the once-beaten young lad, of course, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. At one time when I interviewed him, he was getting a haircut because I kept hearing this buzz. I'm just telling you, when we're doing this interview, and I hear, and I'm saying, you know, what is that? Well, you got a vibrator in the back. What's going on there? He goes, oh, I'm getting a haircut. I go, what? He goes, yeah, I'm getting a haircut. So he was getting a haircut while we were doing the show, but he beat up on John Molina tonight. Molina, he doesn't have much, does he?
No, he really didn't. That was one of the worst performances I've seen in a while. I was surprised. I really thought that he would come forward. He was in like the fight of the year last year with Matisse, where there was five knockdowns exchanged, three by Molina. So I really thought that he'd bring more against Adrian Broner, but he really, I don't know if maybe that Matisse fight took something out of him, but he didn't look like the same fighter tonight.
So Broner's got a guy in front of him that's basically fighting handcuffed, not really throwing too many punches, and he doesn't finish the guy. Wyatt Broner fought down to the level of his opposition, do you think?
I do feel like that's just the way Broner fights. You know, you saw it against Gavin Reese. He was a guy who I thought going in, I mean, that looked like an easy fight for Broner, but he made it tougher than it needed to be by getting caught with punches by a lightweight, a real lightweight, a guy who probably could have been at featherweight when Broner was too big for lightweight. So I think that he does fight to his level as of opposition. Okay. But I think maybe when he fought Maidana, he was fighting to the level of opposition, but he didn't know the opposition was as good as it was.
We'll get to Mayweather and Pacquiao in just a second. The bottom line is, though, tonight, though, Robert Guerrero and Keith Thurman engaged in a 12-round fight in which Thurman dominated throughout. I don't think that anybody will argue that maybe the Ghost maybe won one round if he won one round, but somehow Robert just didn't pull the trigger, and he sort of seemed content on surviving. You know, after you get a few million bucks, I think you got $4 million after that Mayweather deal and taxes and all that kind of stuff. After you get that kind of money, take a year and a half off, your wife has cancer, she comes back. I don't know how much you'd be willing to put on the line. Do you see where I'm coming from, Zach? As far as I don't know how much you'd be willing to put on the line if you had all that money and a beautiful family and you got a second chance with a wife that had cancer. You see where I'm coming from on that?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I think that he probably did lose a lot of hunger. I think that Keith Thurman does deserve credit, though, because going into the fight, despite what the odds were, I heard a lot of people picking Robert Guerrero to beat him or give him a real test, and I thought Keith Thurman dominated the fight, and he dropped Guerrero, which I've never seen anybody manage to do before.
No, but Guerrero, of course, a guy that was moving up from 126 pounds, and when I met him, he was 85 pounds, but unsuccessful night. Keith Thurman now, I believe, 24 or 25. No, more power to Keith Thurman. Let's see what he does in the welterweight division. Now, we are a week away from John Pascal, of course, challenging Sergey Kovalev for the World WBO 175-pound championship. The bottom line is Kovalev is head and shoulders, I think, above Adonis Stevenson. But eventually, will they fight, and does Pascal pose a challenge next week?
I think that Pascal does pose a bit of a challenge because he is unorthodox. He does have decent speed. He has pretty good power. But I honestly think that he leaves himself open too much, and you can't do that against a puncher like Kovalev. That is just a mistake waiting to happen.
Manny Pacquiao, the fight's finally going to happen. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, of course, one guy's going to get $120 million guaranteed. The other guy's going to get $80 million guaranteed. More power to him for making the money. But I'm not giving him any. Are you?
No, I don't think I'm going to be tuning in. I mean, I'll tune into it, but I don't think I'm going to be throwing any money at that one. And the rumor is that it's going to be around $100.
So what are you trying to tell me? You'll be knocking out those little X's on the screen?
Yes, I think.
That's a little secret we have here, folks. If you watch stuff on the internet, they put up these porno ads and all kinds of stuff, jump up in front of you on the screen. And I got to tell this, Zach, before I get off this, just to get off the subjects for a minute, I'm living with this chick in Oakley, California about a year and a half ago, okay? And we're getting along okay. And I just came home from Budapest, Hungary, and she's, you know, so we're like, everything's going to be going great. So I'm watching a fight on HBO, and I get up to go drink a Coke or Pepsi, and this ad pops up on the screen. It says, "Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm living in Oakley. Want to come bang? You know, want to come beep? I'm serious." And it was a pop-up, okay? So this chick starts getting into my butt the whole nine yards. From that point forward, the relationship went downhill. But we're talking about watching stuff for free on the internet, folks. Sometimes there are some repercussions, and that's one of the side effects. Have you ever heard that before, Zach? Did those pop-ups come to you or what?
I think those must only come to you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, those pop-ups do come.
They ruined the relationship. Hey, here's what's up. Now, listen. If you weren't tech savvy or IT savvy or computer net or internet savvy, and this girl wasn't, okay, she wasn't a college educated genius or anything like that, and you were sitting there and you walk by your boyfriend's computer and there's a screen there with some chick showing her your breast, and she says she lives in the next town over in Antioch, and she puts a phone number down there or something like that, some crazy 800 number, 900. I mean, you could see how she got a little upset. I could see that.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, it definitely looks like they make it look like it's actually on Facebook or some type of site. They make it look like you've been talking to the person.
What the hell's going on out here?
That is combat sports, because we've got some MMA to talk about as well, and we will talk about that in detail. Right now, I'm talking about MMA, of course, UFC 184 in the tank. Ronda Rousey, and the girl that she wants to fight is without a doubt probably one of the most feminine women I've ever heard in my life. What's her name? Chris Santos.
Todd Grisham standing by with Chris Cyborg Justino. An impressive 46-second win tonight over Charmaine Tweet. How easy was it for you in there?
You know, it's not easy because we trained before a lot, and they train all year. And, you know, going inside the cage, you have to try the best, and I'm glad it's fast. But I'm ready for 5 rounds, and they train hard every day. But I'm happy, excited for getting my belt again. Yeah.
Now you made the weight yesterday at 145 pounds. What do you weigh right now?
Maybe I'm 6'5", I'm 70, yeah.
She put on 15 to 20 pounds after a fight. In order to fight Ronda Rousey, they say you probably need to cut down to 135 pounds. Yeah. How difficult will that be for you if you ever are able to do it?
Until now, I have a diet coach, and he worked with me, with my team. Maybe end of the year, I can make 135, I don't know, 100%, because I want to be prepared and be strong. I don't want to make 135, no good. But you work about this and be well. We have surprise soon.
Ronda Rousey says she doesn't want to meet you halfway at a catchweight. She thinks you're a cheater. She said other bad things about you. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, of course, you know, of course. She's run from me, the beginner in strike force when I'm champion. She's have 60% of her fights all 145, and she's run for 135. And I don't care what she says, but when I make 135, she cannot say anything. You know, I'm not cheating. You know, I did a mistake. I think everybody know perfect make mistake, and I already prove. You know, I'm clean and I'm ready for fight her anytime.
If that fight does happen, what would it mean to this sport?
I think it's good because, you know, Ronda, she's making good things for women's MMA. I'm not here just for me, you know. I'm here for women's MMA, growing this sport. Anyway, I start almost 10 years, I'm fight. And when I want to help grow and have more divisions. And I think big event for everybody, all fans, all girls.
And what would that, if that fight does take place, what kind of fight would it be? What would the outcome be?
Man, 100%, I try to knock out her, 100%.
Well, there you have it, a knockout guaranteed by Chris Cyborg if the fight ever happens. And according to Ronda Rousey, it will have to happen at 135 pounds. Congratulations again on your victory.
Thanks so much.
A cyborg is half human and half like the $6 million man. I don't know. I think there might be an extra chromosome here because Zach Attack had the best description or the best. Zach, what did you say? She sounded like a Filipino transvestite.
Yeah, pretty much. I actually spaced out for a second while you were playing that interview, and I forgot that it was a woman. I'm not even lying to you. I really forgot for a second.
Chris Cyborg Santos, really the only challenge out there for Ronda Rousey, but the real challenge for her is get to 135 pounds, because you heard what she said. I mean, she's walking around at 170 the night of a fight. She's weighing at 140, and she's gaining 25 pounds overnight. Good Lord. If Ronda doesn't really structure this weight and get her to 35, I think Ronda might get beat, just out-muscled now, because this chick's amazingly strong, man.
Yeah, she really is. I mean, she's impressive.
Put it this way. Assyrian Pete would be no match for her. Neither would Zach. Dominic might. Sure, we'll put Big D in the ring with her. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. We're talking USC. USC events, of course, big UFC coming up March the 14th. The lightweight champion, the man, Anthony Pettis. That and more on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But guess what? A to Z, we're talking sports. 1-800-878-7529 on my dime.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
you do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I like that music. What is this, a Mexican beat? This is your Sports Overnight America. Sports update, the Warriors are not playing tonight, but of course Kentucky now is to 31-0 in the NCAA, and it looks like they are there forever, without a doubt about it. Talk about Major League Baseball, of course, that's happening. Boston happened to win in the Cactus League over Philadelphia, 3-2. Of course, Dallas came up short against the Tampa Bay, 5-4. What are the Giants? What are the Giants going to do? They're not going to do too much this year. I'm telling you, the Giants look bad. Giants sort of look like the 49ers. And people say to me, how can you say that when they just won the World Championship? Well, guess what? They didn't spend any money this year. They just didn't. We're just going to kick it at that. Bottom line is, that's your limited sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Update. We're going to go back to the subject again. I'm talking combat sports, of course, UFC 185, Anthony Pettis. But before we get to that, March the 14th, Zach, the surprise of the year, and I picked this one, was Frank Mir being able to take out Bigfoot Silva, a.k.a. the model. That's the upset of the year thus far, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so in MMA. I mean, that night was, we always talk about it, but that night was just so historic. Like, almost every single fight on the card was an upset.
And, of course, Bigfoot coming in, a huge favorite. Bigfoot, the good-looking guy that he is, and when I say good-looking, folks, he really looks like a gorilla. I mean, I've been in an elevator with him. I've been with him at press conferences and things like that. He's just not an attractive guy. Let's go to UFC 185. Anthony Pettis, of course, the lightweight champion, took out Gilbert Melendez the last time around. Gilbert Melendez, a long-running Strikeforce champion, had lost only one controversial fight in like 5 or 6 years, 7 years, and that was to Benson Henderson, the fortunate one, now fighting a welterweight. Now, taking out Melendez the way he did was a statement that he may be the best fighter in MMA. Are we pushing the envelope too far by saying that right now about Anthony Pettis, Zach?
I think a little bit. I think you still got to give Jones that title just because he's been beating more people. He hasn't had this like injury streak that Pettis has had. But Pettis, I mean,
no, he's just doing cocaine. He's just doing cocaine and coming up dirty on the testosterone test. But go on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to bring that up.
Well, you make a good point there. Pettis hasn't had those setbacks, we should say. But yes, but going by the eye test, I mean, Pettis certainly looks like he could be the most talented fighter in MMA.
I mean, the bottom line is either, and I'll say it again, either John Jones is an 85-year-old man that uses just for men because he has a T level of an 85-year-old man at 0.29 to 1, or he was coming down off some juice. And it's only one way or the other, right, Zach? Is there a C there? That's the A and the B, but is there a C to this? This multiple choice, is there?
I can't see much of a C in there, Pedro, but I can see three letters, and that's PED.
Performance-enhancing drugs, of course. Now, let's talk about Pettis just for a little bit before. Who's the guy he's going to fight? Now, is he a formidable foe? I mean, Dos Santos comes into the octagon with a decent record, but can he rumble with Pettis?
Well, he knocked out Benson Henderson. I thought that was pretty impressive. I don't think he's going to be able to catch Pettis like he caught Henderson, because I think that Pettis is a better striker than Henderson is. And I think Pettis has proven that by his fights with Henderson.
Johnny Hendricks, of course, he's going to be on that card as well, taking on Matt Brown. But there's a woman's strawweight bout on the card. Carla Espinosa and Joanna. Oh, gosh, she's got this one of these horrible names. Anyway, chicks are starting to make their move in the world of USC, of course. What's Bellator doing with chicks? Are they doing anything with chicks?
They're not doing anything notable. They haven't had any female fights in a while, thinking about it. That's a good point that you raised there. I mean, we got Invicta, which is an all-female league. But Bellator, no, they haven't had a girl fight in a while.
But they had the chicks, remember?
They were the ones who had them. The UFC was the ones who said that they were never going to do that. But now you see that one of their biggest stars is a female.
They're one of their biggest stars or their biggest star. Which is she?
Right now, I think she is the biggest star right now. That could change, but as of this moment right now, I'd say she's their biggest star. And she comes in with a completely clean record, unlike some of their other stars.
And she says she's not afraid to fight a chick that needs a shave. Guess what? Speaking of Bellator, Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock, like June the 20th on Spike TV. Is this like going to be at Caesar's Palace? We can call it like the geezers at Caesar's or something, or what? These guys are ancient. How old is he? 50?
Yeah, that has a good ring to it, Pedro. I think you're onto something there. The geezers at Caesar's. I don't think that this is a fight that the public has exactly been clamoring for, do you?
No, but it was a fight that was supposed to take place in 2008 or 2009, and then Frank Shamrock got cut in the dressing room warming up, and then that fireman took his place, and that fireman licked Kimbo like a stamp.
I remember that Seth Petruzzelli. That was the beginning of the end for the Kimbo hype train.
And speaking of the Kimbo hype train, of course, he tried boxing with promoter Gary Shaw. He tried to do the MMA thing. He tried to do the professional wrestling thing. Is a guy talented in any aspect other than being a backyard brawler?
Well, no. I mean, my hat's off to him because he was able to actually get to professional organizations and make his way up the ladder a little bit. So he does deserve some credit for having no real fight experience. I mean, a street fight is just so much different from a mixed martial arts fight. So I think he does deserve credit for having the natural talent to actually be able to beat some pro fighters.
Okay, the 14th, of course, Pettis and Dos Santos in the UFC 185 on pay-per-view. The 21st are going down to Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. April the 4th are at the Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia, Chad Mendes. And, of course, they come back with Gonzaga and Krokop 2, and that's going to be in Poland. And they're going to New Jersey and Quebec, Canada, and Australia and the Philippines and Las Vegas. Do you see where I'm going here, Zach? The MMA's taking off. It's worldwide.
Yeah, it's certainly become worldwide. It started out just being, you know, kind of a Brazil-U.S. thing with a little bit of Japan involved. They were kind of doing their own thing, but now it's really just everywhere. I mean, you've seen them in Russia, seen them in China. It's taken off.
But wait, I'm not done. The Philippines, of course, then we go to Las Vegas, and then UFC Fight Night, Daniel Cormier and Ryan Bader is going to be in New Orleans on June the 8th. June the 13th, they go to Mexico City, and of course, Cain Velasquez and Fabrice Verdum for the heavyweight championship of the world. UFC Fight Night from the O2 Arena. That's going to be in Berlin, Germany. That's June the 20th. June 27th to be announced. They don't know where it's going to be. They're in Scotland in July 18th. They go back to Chicago. They're in Canada in August. Holy, I mean, they're really making moves, and they're back in Australia, Melbourne, in November. So the UFC is really expanding, and I think what's really cool about what the UFC is doing, Zach, is they're having these Ultimate Fighter shows in all these different countries. Like, even I think India's having one in Australia and in England and things like that. So all these little countries are building their own MMA stars, which is great for the sport. The UFC's got it going on.
Yeah, I think that show really does help promote the sport because it brings in a new audience. Because, I mean, people who aren't necessarily fight fans will get into, like, the drama of those type of shows and watch them because they basically are reality shows. And I mean, a lot of it doesn't even involve fighting. It's just about how they interact with each other. So it kind of, I think it does bring in, like, a whole new audience. And it's only a matter of time before we have the Ultimate Fighter Antarctica.
Okay, now John Jones, bottom line is you think he's the best fighter pound for pound in MMA. I say it's with the performance-enhancing drug issue. You've got to put an asterisk next to that. Can we at least agree on that one?
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. I mean, he's not one of my favorite guys, so I just got to give him credit for who he's beaten, but we'll put an asterisk.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking the best running backs in the NFL in our next segment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you have a top 10 and you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Discover the culture and charm of the spectacular Emerald Isle on YMT Vacations Best of Ireland Tour. Offering June through September dates, enjoy guided sightseeing in Ireland's premier cities, including Dublin, Waterford, Cove, Killarney, and Galway. You'll visit Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney Stone to receive the gift of gab. Drive the Ring of Kerry and Giant's Causeway with Ireland's most famous scenery. You'll see the beautiful Bunratty Castle with its collection of medieval furnishings and marvel at the awe-inspiring 700-foot-high cliffs of Moher. Plus, you'll tour Northern Ireland and Belfast with an included tour to the Titanic visitor experience. Prices start at only $1,399 plus tax, and that includes hotel accommodations and 16 meals. Low-cost airfare available, too. For all the details, call 1-888-400-5770. Get a true taste of Ireland on this unforgettable 12-day vacation. Call today, 1-888-400-5770, or visit ymtvacations.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You know, if you go to Syracuse University, you might not be a happy guy. Seriously, I mean, not only are they stripped of a lot of wins, we'll go into that in just a second, but a university runner, a chick off the track team, Sabrina Marcia Gay Kamak, 21, was found dead at 9:20 this morning in a Times Square hotel. And, of course, it has nothing to do with the scandals that have evolved and, of course, have brought Syracuse down. They're going to take some wins away. But, Zach, when they go back and they penalize these teams for, like, they take away wins. Like, I think last week we were talking about somebody taking away the Cotton Bowl or the Orange Bowl from some team or something like that. How the hell can you take away a title you've already been given? Does that make any sense at all, or is that just poop?
No, I don't think you can take away a title, because then where does it go? Honestly, like, what are you going to do? Especially if it's like some type of blowout, like, it doesn't really matter what the circumstances were. If they won, they won.
Okay. Now, of course, Syracuse is in all kinds of trouble because of the fact that they were giving players, you know, money. And I think that college athletes should get money. Why are we fighting over this? I just don't get it. You know, when I fought in the Golden Gloves, the examiner used to send us $125. That was money. You know, we were an amateur athletes, but they called it training expenses, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, these college sports, we talked about it again, is these NCAA suits that say that college players are going to be eligible for money someday. But, you know, they're making millions or billions of dollars on these athletic programs, and it's not going back to the student. In fact, once a student's done with his college time, if he can't make it in the NFL and he doesn't do well in college, he's done.
Yeah, it's just, it's over at that point. And you know, the NCAA is making a lot of money off of these athletes, and the athletes aren't seeing a dime of it. They're making money off of jersey sales and all types of things like that. So I really do think that the athletes should be getting paid, and the ticket sales to the arenas themselves. I mean, the athletes should see some of that, because they are the reason people are shelling out money.
Yeah, but we talked about that a little bit earlier, though. We know the bottom line was, when I was a kid, they gave away football tickets. It was on the side of a milk carton. You got some real cheap seats out in Kezar Stadium or Candlestick Park. Real cheap seats way out there where you can barely see anything. But the bottom line was, you got to get in. Okay, and I just don't think it's available for the average youth today to go to a football game, a basketball game, or a baseball game. And I'm not talking about the kids that live in the upper affluent neighborhoods, okay, whose fathers have three or four cars in the garage. I'm talking about the kids that live on the flatlands. You know what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, I understand what you mean. The hills, people living in the hills.
Exactly. Top 10 running backs of all time. Earl Campbell definitely belongs there. 1978, Rookie of the Year and MVP. I don't think anybody's ever done that, been Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same year.
No, I mean, you got to have him up there for sure.
Okay, and what about my man OJ? OJ, of course. Do you think people just have ignored the fact that he was one of the greatest runners, if not maybe the greatest runner of all time? I'm not going to say he's the greatest, but one of the greatest runners of all time because of the fact that he whacked his wife and did her boyfriend in. I mean, should that really have an impact on him as the athlete?
No, that's a completely separate thing. That happened way after his career, so it can't possibly count. And even if it was during his career, it doesn't affect what happens on the field. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's another guy I think that belongs in the top 10. Eric Dickerson ran for 13,259 yards in 11 years. Of course, number 29 for the L.A. Rams. Speaking of L.A., what's happening with the teams down there? Are the Rams coming back? A few weeks ago, you had Carson, California, bidding for the Chargers and the Raiders, and then the Rams talking about coming back to L.A. Bring me up to date on that.
Well, the Rams, the latest I heard is that they're trying to build a stadium in Industry, which isn't necessarily L.A., but it is, you know, outside of L.A., somewhat in the L.A. area. But I've heard about the Carson thing. I definitely think there will be a team here in the next few years. I don't know which one. I don't know if it'll be more than one. But one of these offers, I mean, it's looking more and more serious.
You know, he only had 68 games, but I think he was a fantastic runner. I got to see him on television in his prime. I'm talking about Gale Sayers with the Chicago Bears, so you've got to consider him one of the great running backs. Tell me about some of your great running backs, Zach. Run with them.
Well, I mean, you got to have Barry Sanders in there, right? He ended his career early, but I've always thought that he was one of the most talented running backs of all time.
What about Bo Jackson?
Bo Jackson, I mean, one of the best athletes of all times. Let alone running back.
Okay, Marshall Faulk?
Marshall Faulk would certainly be up there. There's been a lot over the years, but Marshall Faulk, part of the greatest show on turf, I think you got to have him up there.
Okay, keep going. Who else?
Well, I mean, you might be able to put somebody like Roger Craig, but then again, there's been a lot. Maybe for a modern guy, maybe Adrian Peterson will be somebody that we look back on being in, and he might end up being in the top 10.
I think even though Roger Craig did well as far as his the Super Bowls and things like that are concerned, I don't consider him one of the greatest running backs of all time, and I watched him play here. Now, O.J. Simpson, of course, I'm a big O.J. fan. I watched him play for City College here in the city. He played both offense and defense, and I think in one game he scored 7 touchdowns and ran for 305 yards. Can you imagine that, Zach?
No, that's just amazing. I mean, that looks like something out of a video game, honestly.
Of course, he went to USC after no video game. Went to USC after that. Of course, he was number one pick in the 1969 draft. Went to the Buffalo Bills. Last played in 79, 10 years later for the 49ers. I don't know. You look at his stats, man. I mean, he wasn't the biggest guy in the world, 6'1", 210 pounds, but you know, every time he touched the ball, it was worth better than 4 yards.
No, I mean, and that's tall for a running back. So he did have the height, which is interesting because usually running backs are shorter. They're, you know, around 5'7", 5'8". So the fact he was able to be so good at a higher height is even more impressive, I would say.
Emmitt Smith belong up there?
You know, that would be a good one. I think you could put Emmitt Smith. I mean, he was part of those great Cowboy teams in the 90s, and I think that they wouldn't have won a lot of those Super Bowls without him.
Okay, what about Tony Dorsett? We're talking Cowboys.
Tony Dorsett is another good one, Pedro. There's a lot. See, there's a lot of running backs.
There is no top 10. There is no top 10. That's what's funny about all this. There is no top 10. I mean, where do we put Walter Payton? He's no top 10. He's top 3, right?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of times when you think of a running back, you think of him.
Man, it's incredible. And, of course, the guy that I met just a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago in Oakland, California, we had a sports bar and honoring him. And I can't think of the name of the place. That was back when we had KVEG. It was 860A and was a 50,000-watt flamethrower here in the city by the bay. But the great Jim Brown. I mean, the guy didn't play very long. But, man, I think he was the greatest halfback in the history of the game, no question about it. And you know what? Every time he got hit, he got up slow, and that was on purpose because he didn't want people to know whether he was hurt or whether he was not, and so that's why he got up slow every time. But Jim Brown, greatest of all time?
It's hard for me to name one greatest. I think I may have to go with Barry Sanders. I know he didn't have the playoff success of the others, but just in terms of like a pure athletic specimen and just being the best at what he did, I think I would go with him.
Who are you going with here?
Well, you guys didn't mention Barry Sanders, LaDainian Tomlinson, but if you're going to go best all time, I go Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson of all time? That's interesting. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. O.J. Simpson, his total stats ran for 11,236 yards, 4.7 yards a carry. okay, has 61 rushing TDs. Man, I thought he was just the man. And, of course, then he got hurt. And once he got hurt, it was sort of all over. And then, of course, came the Hertz commercials. And he was still a celeb here in the city when I was a cop in the 80s, you know, Zach. I mean, he would come up to Potrero Hill where he grew up, the projects up there. And he would do a couple of charity things maybe once or twice a year. So he was still coming back to the hood. But O.J. wasn't a type of hood guy, and he never was. And you know what's funny is that people say to me, you know, he deserved what he got. Well, I happen to believe in the justice system. And I believe that maybe he got off the first time, but he was innocent. See, and I'm an ex-cop. And once you're innocent, okay? So the legal suit they went after him with afterwards, got all that money, more power to him. That was right. But that job they did on him in Las Vegas, I mean, holy cow, Zach, did they screw him or what?
Yeah, they really did. I mean, you don't usually see – that's almost – it's bordering on that double jeopardy, you know, but I guess it's not quite double jeopardy.
Zach, here's the trippy thing. The guy that pulled the gun on the people in that room, he got out 3 years ago.
OJ Simpson,
OJ, listen, here's what's up. They're going to keep OJ Simpson in the slam until he's dead. There's no doubt about it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll go to the brief scoreboard, a couple of headlines. And we'll get out of here. Of course, this is Sports Byline, Overnight America, the weekend edition. Bottom line is we do this every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Usually it's myself, Big D, Dominic Jimenez, and Zach Attack Young. But tonight it's just me, Zach Attack Young, and Assyrian and Pete in the other room. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
All right, they tell me I have to do the scoreboard update because I don't want to do it. I'd just rather continue talking about the NFL, the greatest running backs of all time. But I got to mention this. Kentucky was the winner tonight. Number one ranked Kentucky won 67-50 over Florida. That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Oh, wow. The greatest NFL runners of all time, Assyrian Pete, you've got a couple of picks here. Run with them.
Well, like I said, we were talking just now behind the scenes a little bit. LaDainian Tomlinson ran for over 13,000 yards in his career and had just shy of 18,500 all-purpose yards. Of course, most of those came with the Chargers. Being a Bronco fan, I remember watching him just run like a crazy person all the time. His days with the Jets, I think it was two seasons, weren't quite as good. But obviously, I mean, I'm not saying he's the best one of all time, but I do think that he deserves to be put into that questionable of that top 10. But like you said, there is no set in stone top 10 running backs of all time.
Dickerson, OJ, and Peyton, can we agree on that trio?
Oh, absolutely.
And about you, Zach Attack Young, was that the top three right there?
Those are all good ones. I mean, like I said,
all
I
good
think
ones. Zach
Sanders...
won't commit. Zach will not commit. Folks, he won't commit for nothing. Did you hear this? He's my co-host. Week in and week out, he's like on the Johnny on the spot. Tonight, I'm trying to get him to pick something. He can't pick his nose. What's up? Go on, talk to me.
I got to think the things through, you know. But what I was gonna say is, I still gotta throw Barry Sanders in there. I mean, just in terms of what he was able to do in his short career. And I mean, if you just the eye test, I mean, if you just saw what he was able to do to other players on the field, you know, just blowing past defensive players, knocking defensive players over, like, I don't know. You don't really see that too often. He was just a whole different kind of running back, in my opinion.
And the greatest wide receiver, bar none. Now, we don't have to argue about that. It's Jerry Rice. Right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good enough. Let's talk about the NBA. Of course, March the 8th, the schedule looks like this. Chicago's going to be at San Antonio. That's one of those afternoon. You call these matinee games now. AT&T Center, of course, that's on ABC Television. The Clippers are at the Golden State Warriors. That's 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. It's the Oracle Arena. That's on ABC Television as well. And you get tickets from $73. Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, Boston and Orlando, that's 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's at the Amway Center. Charlotte and Detroit. That'll be, of course, at the Palace of Auburn Hills, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Utah, Brooklyn, the same thing. Toronto playing Oklahoma City. Kevin Garnett, baby, 8 o'clock p.m., of course. And Dallas is at the Los Angeles Lakers, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. And the house that Ronda Rousey. What kind of crowd did Ronda Rousey draw last week? Do you know, Zach?
She drew a pretty big crowd. It definitely looked full in the arena. I haven't got a word on the actual numbers yet, but it looked like it was a sizable crowd.
Why are the numbers such a big secret here in California? I mean, every time we have an event, we've got to beg to get the numbers.
I don't know why that is. I think maybe we're just expected to have big crowds, and when our crowds don't meet the expectations, they just want to keep it quiet. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Okay, Major League Baseball, the start of the season is just right around the corner here. Any picks, any early picks here? Any surprises in your mind?
Any surprises?
Yeah, other than the contenders, is somebody going to step up and say, guess what, I'm the surprise team of 2015?
I think you're going to see the Cubs do really well, the Chicago Cubs. I think that they've added a lot of players, and I think that they're on the right track.
Oh, well, you know, when you mentioned the Chicago Cubs, it sort of took all the air out of my sails there because they really haven't done too well. I mean, historically, have they? Just kidding. The people in Chicago got all ticked off. Remember when I went to Chicago and did a Durant fight back in the late 1980s? They were wonderful people, so I'm not going to knock you people from Chicago. Besides, you take your sports real seriously. I know, but Mike Ditka says, get rid of football, ban football, time to ban football. Wow, that's still the biggest headline, I think, of the past 2 months that's gone unnoticed. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, it's kind of crazy that it's gone unnoticed, but it has.
Okay, Zach Attack Young, my name is Johnny Taco. Of course, I am the alter ego of Pedro Fernandez. You can catch us on Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I mean, we're all over the place. 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturdays for an hour. That's boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we come back with 2 hours on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and iHeartRadio. And, of course, we do an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Wait, wait, we're not done. Then we come back on Mondays on Sirius XM Satellite Radio at 5 p.m. Pacific time with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. And, of course, everything's at iHeartRadio.com and SportsByline.com. My website is RingTalk.com. Zach Attack Young, peace and lots of respect. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds great.
The great Zach Attack Young. Dominic Jimenez will be back in the house next week, folks. Till then, much peace, much respect. And to Syrian Pete, you did okay for a new guy.